Carol O'Forey, yeah. East Coast Radio.
We had a situation last week, all right, where I told you about the botched dress that I had gotten. Long story short, I got someone to do a dress for me. I paid a lot of money for this dress. It came back. Literally, the suit pack had a hole. It was just a disaster. The dress itself was an absolute disaster. But in seeing that, I knew that this dress shouldn't be a disaster story. It's Women's Month. There's a woman who could use this dress. If it's fixed up and made really beautifully, it could be a very special dress for a very special occasion. And we could have turned a lemon into lemonade, if you know what I mean. So we got Selomo in from Selomo Boutique, who is a designer. She literally a clothes, you can find them Gateway, Edgar's. She's got boutique stores across KZN. And she's a growing, amazing brand, female brand, that hopped on and said, Carol, give me that dress. I'm going to show it flames, and it's going to be magnificent. As we speak, Selomo's on the way to the studio because she wants to meet our special, special guest in studio. Who's our special guest? Now, remember on Friday, we spoke to Rachel. Rachel told us about a beautiful young lady who's going to a matric dance and is going through a bit of a tough time and would appreciate this dress and it being transformed specifically for this person. Who is this young lady we're talking about? Ladies and gentlemen, Shailene. Hi, Shailene. How are you?
Hi, everyone. My name is Shailene. I go to Vesha High School.
Yes.
I actually stay with my granny. I grew up with my gran.
Yeah.
My dad is in prison. Mm-hmm. My mom is an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. My granny took me from my mother due to her being an alcoholic, and she was unfit to look after me and my little brother. Mm-hmm. His name is Lindsay. And Auntie Rachel, I'm very thankful to her as my aunt. She's been a very special person in my life. I've got no words. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah. You know, Shailene, I'll lead you through this one,
okay,
because
thank you so
you're
much.
Amazing. Okay. Firstly, Shailene and I have been talking off air about, firstly, relationship with Daddy and how you have such a wonderful relationship with Dad.
Yes.
And that he's been away for quite a long time, right? How long has it been, you said?
14 to 15 years.
Wow. And you guys talk often on the phone.
Yes, we do.
And I asked you, I said, how's your relationship? I love my dad.
I love him.
That
a
is
lot.
So beautiful.
I love my dad. We've got such a good relationship. When I see him, it's like, I actually want to cry because of, you know, me missing him and him not being there.
Right.
But I'm also grateful to my granny because she's like a mother. She's like a father to me at the same time. So
that is so, so beautiful, Shailene. Yes. And you know, your story touched me again because you mentioned that you are in matric now.
Yes.
And that I asked you how old you are. You said you're 20 years old.
Yes.
And you did say you repeated twice.
Yes.
Different grades.
Yes.
Now that touched me a lot because a lot of young people today, if they don't get things their way, they throw their toys or
yes.
they just give up. And you didn't twice. You didn't
yes,
give up.
That's true.
What makes you just tell yourself, I may not have done well here, but I'm not going to give up, and I'm going to stay in school, and I'm going to do this, because you're an inspiration.
Yes.
What made you do that?
Well, I do have a few friends that have repeated before, and when I look at their situation, it's like they gave up too soon.
Mm.
And when I looked at it, I was like, I can't be like that. Mm. I need to further my studies, get done with school, and look after my granny too. So in order for me to repay her and make my father proud, and my mother, even though she's not fully in my life,
mm-hmm.
but I would love to make them proud, and God most of all. I just decided not to give up.
Yeah.
And me being a Christian, I know that that is not what God would have wanted me to do. And I know that he's by my side, and he walks with me through every struggle. So, yes.
You have brought me to tears, and you're a beautiful girl.
Thank you.
And I'm telling you, I might be sitting here with tears in my eyes, and I know there are people in their cars right now, and you've touched
yes.
them. You've touched the little girl who's also finding it difficult in school.
Mm-hmm.
To say, don't give up.
Yes.
Keep walking. Like you say, with God, he's always with you.
Yes.
So bless you for being so open and so honest.
Yes.
I am so touched by your story.
Thank you so much.
I believe that you want to become a chef.
Yes, I do.
Talk to me about your love for food. You said when you finish matric, which is this year, you want
yes.
to be a chef.
Yes, I do. Okay, so as a young girl,
mm-hmm.
I'd watch my granny bake, cook, and stuff like that. And as time went by, I just watched around. Sometimes she'll call me into the kitchen to
yeah.
look at stuff and just watch her bake and cook.
Yeah.
I'm not really good at baking, but cooking
You're
is
what?
My thing, yes. It doesn't come out really to perfection, but I do have my days.
Yeah.
So, yes, I found it to be my heart's desire to become a chef.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it. I love being in the kitchen. Yes, so
you touched my heart. That is so beautiful. And I asked you, I said, Shailene, why have you registered for next year? And you said your answer was?
Yes, I actually haven't registered as yet due to the financial situation that I'm in.
Right.
I was actually looking forward to finishing school and hoping for a scholarship or something or right. for someone to help. But trusting God that I'm going to get through it and I will make it to be a chef.
That is so beautiful. Yes. I mean, if there's obviously any chef schools that like to have Shailene on board after she finishes matric, we will gladly put you two together. Someone just sent a message saying you are a strong child. Do you understand why I'm saying that? What you're saying is so powerful and so beautiful.
Thank you so much.
So 9 December is your matric ball,
yes,
girl. And we are going to make sure that that day is very special for you. Because like yes. I said, you're a special girl. You've left me with tears in my eyes. I cannot deal. Tell me about that day. You said there's an amount to be paid for the actual event. And what else? What happens on that day?
Okay, so the amount is 700 from mm-hmm. what we know from the school. The date is on the 9th of December.
Wonderful.
And from what we were told, we do have partners. We do get to choose our partners, either out of our school
yeah.
or it could be in our school. Now, if it's the person that's in matric and I am in matric, for example, yeah. I need a partner and the person is in matric, that is a good idea.
Right.
And if the person is out of school, but if the person is in a lower grade than me, they will go with me, but when it's time for their matric, mm-hmm. apparently the rule is they don't get to go to theirs.
Okay.
So, yes.
Look, you've touched my heart. I'm going to pay for your matric ball thing. So you tell me when the time comes for the actual event, I will take from my little small pocket and pay for your matric
Thank
dance.
You so much.
Rory, Master Producer Rory, we're going to try and make that day as special as possible. And this man has made some magic.
Yeah.
He's got a tough skin through radio many, many years. And I'm telling you, come 9 December, we are going to make that day so special for
Thank you.
Saloma's on her way. She's going to meet you, our designer. She's going to hear the specifications of the dress, what you want it to look like. And we are going to create the best dress that you ever, ever had, okay? And we're going to try and make it as special as possible, all right?
Yes.
Rory's in tears. I've never seen this in my entire working with Rory. Rory's in tears. You've brought us all to tears, Mama. God bless you.
Thank
Keep
you.
Being
God
the resilient, hardworking girl that's just going to make everyone in her life proud. Keep doing it and keep being the phenomenal woman that you are.
Yes.
And may you be blessed. May God bless you with everything your heart desires.
Yes.
And may all your prayers be answered. Okay?
Thank you so much. Thank
Love you lots.
Thank you.
And we're going to hear more from you through this process. I'm sitting, I'm watching Rory crying, and I'm crying. Everyone's crying, okay? We love you, Shailene.
Thank you so much.
All right,
much.
We
love you,
Shailene.
Too.
Thank you so much. And like I said, if you're a chef school and you want to take Shailene through the processes and put her through your school, we will happily put you guys together. Lots of love to you. All right.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Carol Ofori, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. East Coast Radio.